Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 0100 hours. 34 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 0200 hours. 33 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 0300 hours. 33 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 0400 hours. Rain. 32 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 0500 hours. Ice. 32 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Rain. 33 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. 33 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. 35 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. 35 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. 36 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy, 38 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. 37 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. 37 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy, 38 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, 38 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, fog, 38 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy, 38 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good evening, 1900 hours. Fog, 39 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good evening, 2000 hours. Fog, 39 degrees.
The Echo Link.
Does anyone want to run that? So here's to you. All right, nothing heard. I guess I will run. Good evening, this is WSAU, Matt, with the U of M Sunday Night End. This is MBS every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on this U of M repeater. This night is open to all amateurs. When checking in, please give your name and call sign. I will first say, mobile, portable, and short time station. Check-ins from mobile, portable, and short time stations. Send from EchoLink stations. Send from all other stations. There may be a problem with the EchoLink. I did see an email about that, but so we'll find out in a moment. Are there any mobile, portable, or short-time stations that would like to check in? Please call now.
November 8th, here at Bravo Echo, Dave. Pedestrian mobile.
Whiskey 8, Sierra Romeo Charlie, Stuart, portable.
Oh, Whiskey 2, Papa, Uniform Tango, mobile.
Okay, ASP, WSRC, and W2PUP. Anyone else? All right, let's get started with NASB, and you'll be followed by SRC. Go ahead, Dave.
WSAU, yes, NASB. Oh, we're standing out here in all the fog. that's pretty much what I have going on in this end. I'm going to get back inside to listen to the rest of the net. It's a little chilly out here. Go ahead.
All right, thanks. I went tried to go to GFS earlier today, and got down about 2 hours when the power went out and they kicked everyone out of the store. So I was driving over in the fog, which was not so much fun. That was my day so far. Let's see. And both yours and Stuart's audio sounds a little bit overdriven. I'm guessing it's probably the repeater rather than your audio, since it's both of you. But up next is WSRC, and you'll be followed by PUC. Go ahead, Stuart.
Internet, WSRC, evening, Matt, and everyone else. I have my radio a little bit further away from the microphone, and not too much here to report. I guess a little bit of testing of the range of some of the regular repeaters, the 7-4 my repeater, the 2 analog repeaters that are on analog FM, and it's still really cool to be able to test the 220 from a few miles away on a handheld with 1.5 watts. Other than that, looking forward to being a control tonight for the ARPSC net on the 1.5 repeater, and also probably going to the last part of the AMP mounting tomorrow that the arrow holds. So I haven't been to one of those in, I want to say, 9 months now, so looking forward to it.
Before I try to order dinner during the NASA again, is there going to be a simplex net after the RC net?
No, I think that simplex net will be next week if I remember correctly, but I won't be hosting the simplex net this week. Probably would have to see.
All right, thanks. Even backing off, you're still sounding a bit flat past. But anyhow, up next is W2DUT, then we'll stand by for echoing stations. Go ahead, Dan.
Good evening. Yeah, Stuart's audio is a little hot. That's why he sounds, we'll say, extra fuzzy. I think the repeater receiver is off frequency by a little bit. I'm rolling along I-94 here in the fog. I was visiting Dan NADJP, heading home from Dearborn. EchoLink should be working again. I saw the email about EchoLink not working. I checked, and sure enough, it showed it wasn't registered. So I remoted in and restarted Asterisk, and after that all came back up, it registered properly, and I was able to connect, via EchoLink on my cell phone. So that was as of, I will say, noonish. Back to you, Internet Control, W2PUT Mobile.
All right, thanks for getting this EchoLink back up. All right, this is WSA Riku with you on Sunday Night Net. Are there any EchoLink stations receiving check-in? Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Whiskey Victor.
Okay, KEWV, anywhere else on EchoLink? All right, any and all stations with you on Sunday Night Net, please call now.
Kilo Bravo 6, November Uniform.
Alpha Charlie 8, Tango Oscar.
Kilo Echo 8, Bravo Zulu Juliet.
Whiskey 8, Echo Mike Victor.
Okay, KB6NU, ETHCO, KEATZJ, and WHMB, anyone else? Alright, nothing further, so let's start with TWG, and you'll be followed by 6NU. Go ahead, TWG.
Hi, Matt. Thank you. K8PWV. I'll be kind of brief. Not much going on ham-wise. Good to hear certain people coming back on the air every now and then. Thank you for running the net, of course. And let's see. Yeah, I need to get back on the HF stuff again, and a little bit too damp and cold for me to get out and do the POTA thing right now, although I bet you Dan's had an opportunity to do that. So I'll turn it back, and maybe we'll hear something about that. Thank you again for running the net, Matt. Excuse me, Matt, KE8PWV.
All right, thanks for that. Let's see, up next is 86NU, and you'll be followed by CO. Thanks for hearing from me, Dan. I missed you on Monday. I guess you must be going again. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, WSAU in the net, TB6NU, and yeah, you're right, I'm still bowling, so I'm not going to be out at the EMT meeting tomorrow. And I really haven't done any POTA lately. I'm sort of a fair weather, you know, I used to bicycle out. I used to joke that I was a fair weather bicyclist. People would get out there in all kinds of weather and bicycle, but I was a fair weather bicyclist, so I'm also a fair weather POTA operator. In fact, I was just talking to a guy on 40 meters about this. He was saying how he rigged up his car so he can go to some parks and still be warm. And it's like, well, for me, half the fun is getting out there and just enjoying the fresh air and the nice weather. So I think it'll be spring before I get out again. I was thinking of going tomorrow, but it'll be rainy and I got some other things. Anyway, that's that from here. Back to you, this
is KB6NU. Thanks. Yeah, I've put this military on my bike, and he says he'll stay here tomorrow. I was kind of planning on dealing with some tricky stuff today and then dealing with the tires tomorrow, but I think I need to swap that around. I thought the MP mounting was kind of up near you, too. Like up in the northwest corner there. Anyhow, up next is ACCO, and you'll be followed by BZJ. Go ahead, Don.
Thanks, Matt. ACCO, Don. Not a whole lot new on the radio front. I've been a little overwhelmed between my work job and my volunteer jobs, but I've been watching for higher band openings, hoping with this fairly high point in the solar cycle, maybe it gets more 6 meter in, but so far not much luck. 10 and 12 have been pretty good, especially Europe, but not much 6, but I'm going to keep trying. Not much else good for me, so I'll hand it back. ACETO.
All right, thanks. This is
WSAU
with the UM Sunday Night Net. Up next is KEPZJ, and then
by
go ahead,
Mo. Yeah, thank you much, Matt. This is K8BZJ. I didn't get a chance to say it on Saturday morning when I was visiting with the Aero Group, but on Thursday night, the Livonia Amateur Radio Club holds an ad at 145.350, and the question of the week was, what is the most remarkable station you've contacted? And I want to give a shout-out to Dan. A few of us were able to say KV6NU. So really love what you're doing for the hobby. And with that, I'll pass it back to Matt.
All right, thanks, Matt. It's, Dan and the Brig is there for teaching and such. Anyhow, I'll at the bottom of the list, it's WATMD, and I'll take another standby for check-in. Go ahead, Ed.
This is WATMD. Let's see, the radio phone for the afternoon has been setting up my ADS-B receiver, which listens for mostly commercial aircraft, and finally coming up with a solution for getting better reception by snaking the cable for it, for the antenna out the window, just clamped in on the size of the window frame. I don't know if it's a all-weather, all-season attempt, but it has about doubled the number of spots that I'm getting, so I was pretty happy about that. The other thing, someone mentioned that the frequency for the repeater is a little bit off. I'm watching it on my SDR, and it comes out at 145.2285, or about 115 watt in the last decimal place off there. So 015 in the last decimal place off. So a little bit off frequency, not so bad that the radio can't copy it, but if you tune a little bit low, it's a little bit better. With that, back to that, this is WADMV.
What kind of SDR is it? How do you know that the SDR is on frequency, or is it WWV or something?
I'm comparing it with the input frequency, which is dead on. So when other people like you, Matt, are transmitting an input, it's exactly 600 below.
I see. That would explain why it sounds the way it does. Anyhow, this is WSHQ with the UofM Sunday Night Net. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in? Please phone out.
Check from KUACWZRS.
Go ahead, KUACWZ.
Question for EMV, and another one for you, Matt. First of all, EMV, if you could ask them if you're trying to get audio or data link, as in ADS-B signals.
Go ahead and answer EMV.
Yeah, the ADS-B that I'm picking up is data. It has telemetry from aircraft, location, altitude, rate of descent or climb, call sign, a few other things. I actually have two different programs for decoding it. One is the FlightAware suite, which is a C-based DUMP 1090, and then just the other day I picked up a part of that DUMP 1090 code that someone put together in Rust. So if you have a desire to use memory safe programming languages for your airplane decoding, he's all over it. So anyway, yeah, it's data only. There's no audio from that transmission. Back to net, this is WDMV.
All right, thanks for that answer. Does that answer your question, CWV, and what else do you have?
Yes, thank you. And the other question, coming in via RF, how's the copy of this plan tonight?
You're a little bit noisy, but 100% copy, and I suspect if I were to adjust the radio so it's a little bit closer to the frequency of the repeater, you'd be pretty easy to copy. Or you'd be very easy to copy. It's just a little bit of a struggle to copy, but it's not too bad. Anything else?
KEAPWZ, thank you very much, gentlemen, and 73 to the net.
So that was running the last couple stops. I was thinking, a couple of people I was trying to try to figure out what the most interesting station I contacted is. And I would say I didn't do two-way communication with it. I only copied the slow-scan TV images from it. But I would say the International Space Station is probably the most interesting station I've contacted, if you can kind of just receiving. But is there anyone else for the U of M Sunday Night Net? Please come up. All right, nothing heard. Looks like there's nine seconds with a time of, about 70 minutes. This is WSAU with the U of M Sunday Night Net, bringing the net to a close. Thanks to everyone who checked in. Thanks to U of M for the use of the repeater.
Updated weather. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Special weather statement. Good evening, 21 hours. Fog. 40 degrees. Dense fog advisory. Special weather statement.
KBSWR testing.
Dense fog advisory. Special weather statement. Dense fog advisory. Good evening, 22 hours. Fog. 39 degrees. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory. Good evening, 23 hours. Fog. 39 degrees. Dense fog advisory. Dense fog advisory.